Welcome back to School Spirit, everybody. This is Tom McNew again here on the Armor of God Catholic Radio Network. Appreciate everybody joining us. Emery, back one more time.
Yes.
When does Robin's vacation end? I'm just kidding.
Maybe it's permanent.
Yeah. We are back again this week with Mr. Carlos Partida, who's the principal over here at St. Joseph's Catholic Academy in Killeen. We had a really good conversation last week about what the school is doing in preparation. We're going to hit a couple more highlights here. If you missed last week's episode, remember that our Friday episodes are always have an encore rebroadcast on Sunday afternoons as well. And of course, all of our episodes are available on our website at armorofgodradio.com underneath that schedule tab. And Carlos, thanks again for taking some time out of your calendar and joining us here. I just want to put a bow around the end of the conversation we were having last week about the smart families. The idea that it's built around the family, I think, is absolutely critical. And couple that with the obvious emphasis that our state legislature has on cutting screen time and cutting students. And it's not a – that's probably the wrong perspective. Is it's not taking something away as much as it's trying to get the students in all of our schools, especially our Catholic schools, refocused on what they're supposed to be doing in a classroom environment, which doesn't necessarily involve a cell phone.
Exactly. I agree with you. I think it's developing that, again, that family life, that family atmosphere that's there. It's just, like I said, we're not taking away anything. It's just highlighting what is already there, which is the family. And so just to tie up a few things with that, I believe moving forward that it just isn't a one-time thing when they do come. We have a dinner, I think, here at the end of October. And check your socials and also to be on the website as far as when that will happen, and we'll send information to parents too, where we'll continue this being live and being active to where we address it in this semester and also, too, in the spring semester. But also, too, knowing that this isn't just, like I said, a one-and-done thing. We have a three-year commitment with Smart Families, and so definitely making sure that we address this issue and it become the norm to where, okay, I'm not using technology right now. I'm actually being with my family. I'm actually, when I go to school, I'm at school. Technology has a time and place for it. As you get older, you're more apt to handle that because the biggest thing is developmentally. Are you developmentally ready to be in front of a screen to actually use technology? Do you know what's going on? Because there are some things in your body that hasn't been developed yet to really address those issues of, okay, now I'm working with the smartphone, I'm working with this technology, but you're just barely learning how to read.
Yeah.
So there are some things that have to happen first. And so I think this is a great partnership with them.
Yeah. And there'll be some growing pains, I'm sure, as for everybody.
Yes.
Students, parents, teachers,
yes,
staff, administration, schools, and the entire diocese as we get this. But I think this is that three-year commitment. You know, you've said it a couple times. Now, that three-year commitment, I think, is important. And parents, need to understand, be open-minded a little bit about, hey, this is something that is obviously important. We talked a couple weeks ago or several weeks ago, about Beth Pannenberg's Screen Strong program, reinforcing to our children and our grandchildren that, having a phone in your hand all the time is probably not the best way to live your life.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. And I just want to point out a couple bullet points about this smart schools or smart families program is that it prioritizes your family and your values, and it delays smartphones until high school.
Yeah.
And it delays social media until the age of 16. And it advocates for no cell phones to be used in schools whatsoever.
How many times have we heard people on the radio talk about, you know, how many times have you heard Dr. Ray say,
ask a parent who's
having a problem with a student? And that's one of the first questions he asks.
Do they have a cell phone?
Does your 7-year-old have a cell phone?
Take it away.
Take it away.
It's hard enough to get away from Tom. And he's all grown up.
So
what else is going on that we want to talk about here at St. Joseph Catholic Academy in Killeen?
Obviously, the big thing is the first day of school.
Woohoo! We should have had a bell.
Yeah, right?
Can you ring the bell overhead? Ring, ring, ring.
Our first day of school is Monday. Yay! Monday, August 11th. And so it's just not that far away. And actually, as a matter of fact, everyone should be ready and excited. And because I know we are.
Yeah.
So I think the very... I'm excited because I get to see the kids back in action, the families, everybody just smiling, everybody just being in a good mood to be here. So that's the biggest thing. I want to say thank you to all the teachers and all the parents who've worked hard to get us to where we're at now. But again, our job isn't done because we're just starting. So it's rare that, well, not that many professions have a beginning and ending, but schools do. And so whenever you have the ending, like, okay, we're good. We had a good year. Then we have a break. But then we have a beginning, like, oh, my gosh, everyone's happy and ready to start and ready new. So I want to see that again. And so I'm looking forward to Monday to see that as well.
Yeah. Can you talk about some specific things that y'all have done this summer to in preparation for the news for Monday? You know, in preparation for, let me ask you before you go there first.
Okay.
How many returning students do you know? I'm putting you on the spot here.
Off the top of your head? Yes, I think it's close to 90.
Okay.
Because out of the ones that are registered so far,
So about 85% of your.
Yes.
That's wonderful. To me, that's a clear indicator, and I'm sure some of those are folks that that are not coming back or folks that have moved. Or moved on, maybe their children have graduated or whatever.
So a lot of our families are our parents that are stationed here at Fort Cavazos. So I remember speaking to the superintendent, you're one of the few, if not the highest school with transit people because they get stationed here and they stay here for a little while, then they leave. And so she said, the thing, and I think I said this last time, the thing that keeps us the glue together and going is a strong emphasis on family. So when soldiers do get sent somewhere else, they'll share like, hey, why don't you try this school here in Killeen when you do get stationed in Killeen. So I think that network is very popular to have, to where we know that they can get the relationship and the faith and what's needed here at St. Joseph Catholic Academy.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely awesome. Okay, so again, what are we doing to prepare for – what have we been doing, rather?
We've been doing a lot. I think one of the few things is definitely making sure that, one, the environment is safe and secure, so that way whenever you drop off your child, that, hey, they're going to be taken care of. Two, making sure that we communicate with the parents of what's going on, because one of the things that this year I'm – like I said last time, we're having an assistant principal, Ms. Monica Alvarez, is making sure that we have some constant communication. So whenever a parent does call up and has a concern or has a question, they can speak to someone right away about that. Or at least have someone to listen to where they get the information back to whenever, as far as like a response quicker than having to wait. And also, too, just making sure that we are a school to where when you walk in, you know, hey, what's needed and what's not needed, because that communication, that partnership is very important for students to move forward and be addressed.
Absolutely. I think this with the things that you're trying to do here as far as your administration goes and the emphasis on smart families, that almost dictates, and I say almost dictates, that the parents are going to have to be a lot more aware of, and I'm not criticizing anybody, I'm not saying that you weren't leading up to this, but you really have to be aware of, okay, it's 11:30. Johnny is supposed to be in science class right now with Mrs. Whomever or Mr. Whomever. So if there is an issue, that mom and dad aren't just calling the school and going, hey, find Johnny.
Yeah.
That they're able to help the staff say, hey, it's 11:30. Johnny should be in science class with Mr. So-and-so.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that's that That's the piece. Again, in the old days when we grew up, that was the way it was.
It was.
You know? I mean, I knew that my parents always knew where I was and what class based upon what time of day it was.
You're exactly right. So I think that feel like knowing that you have – that's here. Mm-hmm. That's what we want, that communication piece to know that, hey, that's what we have here going on at St. Joseph Catholic Academy, knowing that it's okay. It's going to be all right. And there's people there that love and our children and then actually trust and, hey, what's going on to where if something does come up and we make a phone call, then, hey, we did our part over here. We need to work together to help solve this issue, any issue.
Yeah. All right. What else are we doing?
On that first week, it's going to be a little bit different because we go to Mass on Thursdays. And so we'll do our – and you're welcome. Anyone's welcome to come. On Thursday, we have our Mass at 8:15 to 9. That's the school Mass. So you'll see all the students in the pews wearing their uniforms or Mass attire, and also to the teachers there as well. But – people, it's open to people. Anyone that can come in at 8:15 and be a part of that too as well. This first week of school is going to look different also too because on Friday is the Holy Day of Obligation. I think it's Assumption of Mary.
Yeah, the Assumption.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's right.
And so we attend Mass on any Holy Day of Obligations. And so we'll go again at 8:15 to 9. So any of those 2 days, definitely please come to be a part of to participate in Mass.
Do a lot of parents come?
Yes, actually.
That's good.
Yeah, that's great.
They do come and sit in the back, and it's a nice, again, going back to the Smart Family piece, this is part of that. Mm. Making sure that we, as a whole, you know, honor what we have here. Mm-hmm. And at that point, okay, that's our faith. Mm-hmm. And so making sure that that's also, too, a part of what we have and what we have going on here.
And do the students participate? I mean, do they take some of the roles in Mass?
Do they lecture?
They lecture, the cantor, everything that you would see in a Mass that the students have a big, huge part in what we do.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Yes. Yeah, that's really great. So I bet they love that.
Yes, they do. They're excited for it. I mean, from the moment they get an idea, like, oh, the schedule, okay, when am I going to be on? When am I going to do this? Just hold on. Yeah. It's going to happen. But our deacon actually leads that, so he actually, like, puts it together. So we'll have him back. We'll have to have him on so I can talk more about it as far as, like, what he sees, because I think that's it's an important piece because, this is a good way to highlight what we have here, you know? And so, but I think it's an amazing piece of going back to the family atmosphere, like, hey, this is who we are and what we're doing.
Yeah.
Cool.
Wonderful. What else we got going on?
And actually, that's I don't want to overwhelm because there's a lot of things going on because we do have sports starting at the end of August with our volleyball and we have our cross country and whatnot. And you can always check the website because when the schedule is of when that is going on because this year we have our new athletic director, Coach Coach Mo, and he's already reached out to friends of his to make some donations to where they actually have, you know, he's bringing in money to funds to where we can upgrade our uniforms, upgrade, you know, just some different things within the athletic department that's needed to be upgraded. So please be a part of that. Check the website for special dates whenever we have the games. Mm-hmm. But one thing I do want to mention, we're always accepting new students. We're a pre-K through 8 campus. We're always willing to work with you to find out, hey, what can we do to get your child here? So please feel free to call at 254-634-7272. And you can ask, how can I get my child enrolled here? They'll patch you through to Cindy Gonzalez, who's our person who will help you with that. Or you can go online and get more information at sjc-academy.org. That's something that I think with school vouchers and information that we'll receive as administrators more so at the end of the month and here in August, we want to get the right information out there because I think a lot of families are still getting information like where do I go or how can I use this whenever there's funding now available to do that. And so at least get you the right narrative because sometimes you may hear, oh, so-and-so said this, so-and-so that. That's okay. Well, they said that, but how true is it? So we want to get the right information out there because the worst thing to do is to move forward with something with misinformation.
Texas state website that would have more information that just on the school voucher program that you could send listeners to?
I think if they even were to go to the Austin Diocese page,
mm-hmm. okay.
Office of Catholic Schools, they have a great information page about that.
Connected into the yes. comptroller's office.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they can go okay. directly on there, and they could just it has a link that will go from there.
And I think this is this brings up two important aspects. Is we always this is always one of those criticisms of all private schools, Catholic schools specifically, is, oh, it costs so much expense. It's so expensive. Mm. But you have, the Academy has scholarships and financial yes. assistance available because the important thing is having a student
right.
in the Academy, having a right. student in this environment.
And having our children.
It's not trying to extract a whole lot of money out of mom and dad.
Exactly.
Yeah, having our children learn more about their Catholic faith, mm-hmm. living as a Catholic in today's world and culture, and having that so ingrained in them that they don't lose their faith as they go off into the world, into college or higher education, or just even, you know, get a job in the real world
right.
and start having other outside influences, that foundation of the Catholic faith is really solidified, and having a Catholic school education does that. And
yes.
you can't really put any price
no. right.
on mm. the value of what a Catholic education can give your child.
Right.
You just can't.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Yeah. yeah.
And the other side of that financial aspect is the school voucher program that you talked mm-hmm. about, the educational savings accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And while we don't have the state of Texas in general, the Austin Diocese, the Catholic schools here in the Armor of God footprint don't have a lot of information about it. I think it's important that, and I commend what you, and I know what Misty and Misty Poe, superintendent of schools, and Kelly Laster, her assistant superintendent, are leaning forward in the saddle
right.
to get the information and get it out to
yes.
to you and your staff and your teachers here, so that the correct information is getting into the minds and the ears of the parents, and they're not getting it from some
exactly.
social media website,
yeah.
which is going to be completely skewed
right.
One way or another.
And
I think that's absolutely
if critical. You're listening and this is the first you're hearing about the voucher program, you can go and find out more information at the Austin Diocese website
yes.
under the comptroller's
yeah.
page.
Or you can go back and
yeah.
listen to our interview with Misty and Kelly that we did a couple months ago.
Which would
and,
be under our programming tab, right. folks, on the
schedule
Armor
tab,
of God.
Schedule tab.
Schedule yeah. tab on the Armor of God website.
Yay.
Thank you, Tom.
That's right. Yeah. Well, Carlos, we got a few minutes here left. And any kind of final thoughts?
Any other
big announcements? Yeah.
Beginning of school year things that are happening.
Well, I just want to say thank you to both y'all. I think even from last week's interview, one thing that stands out, and I want to make sure I get this out to the people, is that one thing that I learned from last year, being my first year here at St. Joseph Catholic Academy, to now, and it still stays with me, and it's going to stay with me, is just the family atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that we have going on, and I want to get that out there, because I've talked to Father Tim, and it's just, you know, what's our story? You know, what can we communicate to the community about who we are? And last year I was like really amazed that we've been here for a long time, but there's not a sign out there that says that's who we are. The sign that is out there was covered up by a tree. So I'm like, so if you drive up there now, like all friends here, you can see the St. Joseph Catholic
Academy
logo.
I saw that when we drove over here. It looks great. Great sign. I saw that sign, and I'm like, they had to be so excited when that sign got
yes!
put up on the building.
Yes.
That must have been a stellar day for them.
I remember our kindergarten teacher, Ms. Santiago, who's been here for numerous years, right? And so she went out there taking pictures with it. She was excited. I'm like, that's exactly what this
yeah.
should be. Like, people
yeah.
should know that we're here. One, we're here, but
yeah.
two, like, the excitement, like, hey, we're here. So I kept telling people, you know, that's the beginning part of, like, just, again, we're here. Do people know that we're here?
Mm-hmm.
And then, better yet, like, okay, so it's a family atmosphere. Please come. Please see it. Please come feel it. I mean, there's some things that I can't say that you'll feel, and that's the family atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
To go along with that, when we had to do a couple of hirings, I remember, and it wasn't planned, but everywhere this one teacher that I was going to hire and asked about the school itself, the word family kept coming up over and over. And she's like, did you plan this? Did you tell him? I said, no, I didn't. I did not at all. I said, better yet, these are people that are, you know, on the conference time. I didn't know that what time you were going to come in because you just came in randomly. And so I'm glad you did, because this is genuine feedback from people that you're going to be working with. And so I just think that's the one big thing, because, like, again, first day of school, August 11th, and it'll come, and it's going to come. But one thing that also, too, will always remain, whether it's from the first day of school to last day of school, even during the summer, is just the family atmosphere will always be here. And I think that's something that if you haven't experienced something like that before, or you're not getting it right now where you're at, come here. Yeah. And let us know how we can help you enroll and just see what we have going on at St. Joseph Catholic Academy.
So students can still be enrolled after the first day of school. That's what I'm hearing.
Yes,
so folks,
please
if you have your student and your child started in a public school and you are listening to this and you're like, oh, maybe please, I should have looked into St. Joseph's Catholic Academy, you still have time. You can always transfer your student in after the first day of school.
Yeah, there is. I mean, if you have any questions or concerns, definitely please, but we'll accept them even when school starts, midway through the semester, midway through the year, or even towards the end of the year, because there were some parents even last year already enrolling some in, let's say, in April. I said, there's never a time that I said, no, we're not doing we will accept at any time.
And to our new listeners, our folks that are new to this Central Texas family and the Armor of God family, come join the St. Joseph's Catholic Academy family. Yes. You know, maybe you didn't know anything about it. This is your opportunity to come and check it out.
Yeah, and it's really very close to Fort Hood, Fort Cavazos, whichever name you choose to use. It's right down the street, down Rancier. Yeah, so it's Rancier. Very convenient yeah, if you're living on post and you still want to send your children to a Catholic school. Yeah. You don't have to be a member of St. Joseph Church to send your child here. Which is, you know, these are like little things, you know, that you would think are kind of no-brainers, but a lot of people are held off by that, thinking, well, you know, maybe I don't go to church every Sunday myself, but I want my child to have a Catholic education. Is that okay? Can I still bring my child?
Yes.
You know, so it's yes to all those questions that you may have, and you can find out more by calling the school or going to their website and finding out more.
Speaking of website and phone number, give that to us again, please, one more time.
The phone number is 254-634-7272, and the website address is sjc-academy.org.
sjcacademy.org is a place to go for the St. Joseph's Catholic Academy. Click on that admissions tab, and all the information is there. You can schedule an appointment to come out here. Even after the school year starts, you can still schedule an appointment and come out here and talk to Mr. Carlos or Miss Monica or anyone here on the staff. Take a little tour, see what is available here for the you and your children and your grandchildren here. And really, I'm going to echo what Carlos said about the family nature of this place. Every time I come up here, I'll walk away with such a huge smile on my face, and that's what it's really all about. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in and joining us here on this week's episode of School Spirit. Past episodes are available on our website, armorofgodradio.com. We thank y'all very much, and remember to put on the armor of God.